We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around, about a half hour from now. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, is going to be with us. Now, you know, Stan hosts the number one best weekend radio program, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That's every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And Stan joins us Friday afternoons to give us a sneak peek ahead. And while we're talking with Stan, I'll give you a chance to win some tickets to the 61st Annual Hot Rods and Custom Car Show. It's the biggest one on the East Coast. It's going to be right up here in Doswell at the Meadow Event Park in February. So that's all at 4:35. It'll be great fun. We'll get ready for the weekend. Well, there are going to be other folks who are getting ready for the weekend, and my friends in law enforcement are unfortunately thinking this weekend may be very, very unsettling and disturbing and could be violent. It's all this situation out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, I've had the occasion over the years to visit Memphis and experience Memphis, and one of the best broadcasters in America. You know him from a decade plus at Fox News. You know his national radio program. You know his website, Todd Starnes. You read his books. What you may or may not know is that Todd actually, after he left Fox, went back to Memphis, and he bought the radio station he used to listen to, KWAM. And so he is front and center with all of this, and I'm so happy he could make some time for us on a Friday afternoon. Todd, thanks for being here.
Hey, glad to do it, Jeff Katz, and we're just hunkered down at the Mighty 990 KWAM. We're the only news talk radio station in the nation that has its own in-house militia.
Wow. Let me ask, are you really thinking that Memphis could explode today?
No, I don't. And okay. I think I'm one of the few people out there that's suggesting that it's going to be peaceful tonight. At least I hope it is. We really don't have a history of violent protest here. You're more likely to get carjacked or shot on the interstate during rush hour than you are to face a violent protest in this city. So, again, the problem is that there are other forces at work here that seem to be advocating for violence, not just here in Memphis, but really around the nation. And earlier this afternoon, there was a press conference, another press conference with the family, Jeff, and it was pretty much anti-white people bashing. And quite frankly, it was as if Ben Crump was pouring gasoline on a fire and lighting the match. So we don't know. It's ugly. Right now, it's a beautiful sunny day in the 50s, great weather. People are wondering, okay, what do we do now? Because we're getting no direction, no guidance from City Hall. Should people go out to the clubs tonight, go out to dinner? No one's telling us what to do.
Todd Starnes is joining us. Todd, of course, an amazing broadcaster. You know his national program. We're thrilled to be his affiliate here in Richmond. But he also owns and operates one of the most powerful, most important talk radio stations in America, KWAM in Memphis, the Mighty 990. And Todd, I know because I listen to KWAM. I listen to you via the app and everything else. I mean, I've kind of been following this almost as a local. So I know the crime problem you've got in Memphis. I know this crazy turnover in Shelby County and the violence there.
And you mentioned Ben Crump. I listened and watched that press conference, and I kept thinking, but wait a minute. Weren't all five officers who are now ex-officers charged with murder, weren't they also each black men like the victim?
That's correct. And the police chief, we're a majority minority city. Democrats have controlled this city for more than 50 years. And yet they're going out there, and not only the politicians, but some black pastors are going out and saying that a black man killed by five black cops is a symptom of white supremacy. And we have heard this from elected leaders. We heard it from Attorney Ben Crump. We've heard it from a couple of the pastors here in the Memphis area. And it is really, really troubling, because there are people out there that want to create a race war in this country. And I'm afraid they're going to use Memphis, Tennessee to do it. And it makes no sense, Jeff.
It doesn't make any sense. Can you bring us up to speed on the charges against these officers, and maybe even give us a little timeline as to how this played out?
Sure. And of course, this is what's so peculiar about all of this. We really don't have much information. The police department refuses to talk. They won't even release the original incident report. But here's what we've been able to piece together, that this young man, Tyree Nichols, worked at FedEx. He's a popular skateboarder around Memphis. Was near his home. He was pulled over for a traffic stop. Now, the police chief, who refuses to talk to any local media, told Don Lemon this morning on CNN that there was no traffic violation to pull him over, which is another part of the puzzle here. But he was pulled over. There was some sort of an altercation, is how the police department framed it. Pepper spray was used. Mr. Nichols ran away. We understand some of the officers may have been in unmarked cars wearing hoodies, and they gave chase. And when they captured him, the video was captured, and this is what you will see this afternoon. Our sources are telling us that the body cam video is bad, but what's horrific, what's horrifying, is the Sky Cop camera. And those are those blue light cameras you see kind of all over. I don't know if you guys had them in Richmond, but we have them here, and there are little police blue lights on it, and they're cameras. And they say that footage is the most horrifying, and some of that will actually be redacted. They're saying the beating. Now, if you remember Rodney King, the Rodney King beating lasted for about a minute or so. This beating lasted at least 3 minutes. And we're told that this man was literally beaten to death at the hands of those police officers.
My gosh.
The attack was so severe. We're being told that from the autopsy released by the family. So, again, we're only getting one side of this. But the fact of the matter is, you know, one side is dead and the other sides, all five of them are, you know, in jail, waiting murder charges. But we're told that the attack was so brutal that it broke his neck. So he was technically dead on the scene. We also, as another component of this, Jeff, there are more police officers that are involved in the investigation. They're under investigation. We're also told two first responders from the Memphis Fire Department have been put on leave. They're accused of not administering first aid when they arrived at the scene.
Wow. Good Lord. I don't know what to say. I'm terrified to think of what the response might be. And as you point out, there seems to be almost a national movement. I guess that's the best way to describe it, with Ben Crump and some of these other folks who are calling on people completely and totally unrelated to this matter to engage in acts that, to put it mildly, are thoroughly inappropriate.
They want justice for Tyree, and yet these officers, first of all, were fired.
Right.
And then yesterday they were indicted and immediately arrested, and they're facing charges that could land them in prison for the rest of their lives. So I'm wondering, okay, what if that's not justice? But Ben Crump gave us a clue. Remember what Rahm Emanuel, the Godfather, said: never let a crisis go to waste.
That's right.
And they're saying that what happened in Memphis could be a blueprint to change police methods around the nation. And that's why I'm concerned now about violence in other cities. And of course, you even heard the attorney general and the FBI director coming out moments ago. Yes. And talking about how heinous this is. But Jeff, think about this. What kind of moron at City Hall thought it was a good idea to release this video, on a Friday night, on a very, very nice day, when you're going to have a lot of people outside enjoying the weather. This is a disaster in the making here.
It seems to me, Todd, and you tell me, you're on the ground. That's your town. I remind everybody, Todd Starnes is joining us, and we know Todd from so many different avenues and platforms, his books, his great website, toddstarnes.com, his national radio show carried here. But Todd also owns and operates the leading talk radio station in the Memphis, Tennessee area, the Mid-South, the Mighty 990 KWAM. Todd, you've got your boots on the ground, so it would have made more sense to you if they would have released this video, say, I don't know, 11 o'clock a.m. on a Tuesday, right?
Yes, preferably if there was a snowstorm, because we have no snow plows here.
Right. Okay.
But again, I'll give you an example. When the George Floyd thing happened, the protest here involved shutting down the Hernando de Soto Bridge. That was the extent of it, which, again, is a crime, but it's not like they're burning things down here. Okay. But add to that, and I knew something was amiss yesterday. I don't know why. I was in the middle of my national show, Jeff, and I just felt an odd chill. I cannot describe it. And then I got a call from one of our news anchors, and he said, "You're not going to believe this. I just ran into Don Lemon from CNN on Beale Street." And so that was the cold chill. The CNN people are in town.
Yeah.
But here they are, Jeff Katz, all encamped at the Peabody Hotel, the grand hotel of the South. They're drinking our Tennessee sipping whiskey. They're eating a barbecue. They're flirting with our women. And every single one of them is just hoping that our city burns to the ground, and I'm ready to throw all of them out of town.
Wow. Well, listen, I don't know what to say other than be safe, and you don't mind, do you, if we keep touching base with you as this all unfolds to get the very latest?
No, not at all. And I want people to know we're going to be fine. We're not NPR. We believe in our Second Amendment rights here at Starnes Media Group, so we're good.
For folks here who are perhaps hearing about what might transpire, whether it's around the country, in your case, right there at ground zero, if you will, in Memphis, how could somebody monitor, listen to you and the great team at the Mighty 990?
We make it really easy. They can go to our website, kwamradio.com, and they can listen live. We'll have extended coverage. As a matter of fact, the police chief is doing her first local interview with us in just about the next hour or so. Okay. But folks can do that, or they can download our app, but kwamradio.com.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. Be safe, and please give my best to the whole team there. You've got a great, great team. I know you're going to be safe. I know you know how to do it, but know that you are truly in our prayers as you get through this.
Well, you're kind to say that, Jeff. Really appreciate your friendship. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir. That is Todd Starnes, and if you would like to monitor exactly what happens in Memphis as this all unfolds, kwamradio.com is how you can do it. It's a great station. Todd is a great guy, and it saddens me. It saddens me on a couple of levels. Number one, that this man was apparently beaten to death. It just not just saddens me, it angers me. It's inexcusable. And I know some people say, "Well, Jeff, you're an ex-cop. You always take the side of the cops." That's not true. I do my very best to come down on the side of justice. And what I'm hearing about this is just absolutely appalling and reprehensible and inexcusable. What is also appalling, reprehensible, and inexcusable is how some people are trying their best to foment racial violence. When you have newsreaders and reporters, those self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists, who want to remind you that the victim in this case was a black man, but then want to ignore the fact that each of those five officers who were dismissed from the police department almost immediately after the investigation was concluded and have now been indicted for murder and were then immediately arrested. Each of them happens to be a black man as well. Oh, and if you want to blame Republicans, which I know has been the other part of this conversation, the city of Memphis has been firmly in the control of Democrats for more than 50 years. I'm sorry, none of these pre-crafted narratives stick together. The facts get in the way. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.